And we are here to bring you a devotional thought to help you through these days of enormous stress and difficulty. And we understand that for some of you, this is indeed a stressful time. Some of us are prone to being stressed, and we want to reach out to you. And if you feel, for example, that having one of the pastors pray with you on the phone discreetly, this would not be something that would be told elsewhere, but with absolute discretion, we would be more than happy to do that. So reach out to us, and if you have any needs or you hear of any needs within your community, we want you to let us know. And our deacons are working feverishly just now to see how best to serve our community. And perhaps it's fetching drugs for you, or we are talking about prescription drugs, you understand, and groceries or whatever it is. And we are truly here to help you in whatever way that you need. I thought today I would draw attention to another of my favorite books of the Bible, and that is Nehemiah. And Nehemiah, we're talking about the middle of the 400s, 445 BC. He is in the Persian kingdom. The king is Artaxerxes. And he's a cupbearer. He's just a servant in this mighty king's palace. And he's there to taste the food for the king, to make sure that he's not being poisoned, which was one of the ways in which kings were eradicated in this time. And he hears through a brother, it may be his actual brother, or it may just be a spiritual brother, that things are very bad in Jerusalem, and that the work of its restoration has come to a stop. And he comes into the king's presence, and the king says to him, "Why are you looking sad?" And for a man in his position, he was there not to look sad, but to look happy. He was there to serve the king. And he has a millisecond to think about what his answer is going to be. And we read in Nehemiah chapter 2 and in verse 4, "The king said to me, 'What are you requesting?' So I prayed to the God of heaven." Now, he was going to request that he be sent back to Jerusalem, and he would oversee a rebuilding project, the walls of the city of Jerusalem, and so on. But it was a request that was probably not going to be agreed to, and possibly Nehemiah could have been killed. He could have been sent out and be executed for a breach of his office as a servant of the king. So he has a millisecond to pray. He sends up an arrow-like prayer. He probably had no more time than to say, "Lord, give me strength. Lord, give me wisdom to say the right thing right now." And in the course of every day, there are circumstances that arise, and we have no time to make a lengthy, protracted, well-designed, composed prayer. We just have a second. And in that second, we send up an arrow-like prayer. Now, the reason Nehemiah prayed that way was because he prayed every day. He was a man of prayer. This arrow-like prayer of Nehemiah's was a reflex. because he had learned to live by prayer every day. Well, that's God's call for you and for me through this experience, that we might wait upon the Lord and renew our strength and mount up with wings as eagles and run and not be weary and walk and not faint, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Let's give some time to prayer today.